If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling a really interesting one, Epilon. Could this tiny peptide, Alaglu-Asp-Bliglu, actually hold some sort of key to, well, a longer, healthier life?
It certainly got people talking, especially in longevity circles.
Yeah, it seems like it came out of Russian research originally, and it's linked to the pineal gland.
Right, which most people know for melatonin and sleep.
Exactly. But the story seems to go, well, deeper, potentially affecting how we age right down at the cellular level. Maybe something about telomeres.
That's a big part of the hypothesis, yes.
Okay, so our mission today is to really dig in. What's the science actually saying? What studies are out there? What effects are plausible?
And how are some of the big names, you know, the experts thinking about it?
Right. We want to understand its potential role in helping us live better, maybe even longer.
Okay, so let's break it down. Epitalon. At its core, it's what we call a short synthetic peptide. Mm-hmm. Think of it like a tiny protein fragment. It's just four amino acids strung together. Alanine, glutamic acid, aspartic acid, and glycine.
Okay, simple enough.
But what's really interesting is that it's designed to be an analog, like a synthetic copy of something called epithalamin.
Epithalamin.
Yeah, that's a natural peptide mix they found in the pineal glands of young animals.
Ah, okay, so back to the pineal gland. We know it makes melatonin crucial for sleep-wake cycles.
Right. But the thinking behind epithalamin, and by extension Epilon, was maybe these pineal peptides do more. Perhaps they're involved in sort of regulating the whole aging process.
Conducting the aging orchestra, maybe. More than just sleep.
Exactly. That's the idea being explored.
So that leads us to the really fascinating part, the preclinical research.
Yeah.
How might it actually influence aging at that fundamental cellular level? You mentioned telomeres.
Yes, telomeres are a huge focus. For anyone listening who isn't deep into cell biology, think of telomeres like the little plastic tips on your shoelaces.
Okay, got it. Protective caps.
Precisely. They're protective caps on the ends of our chromosomes. Now, every time a cell divides, those caps get a tiny bit shorter.
Like a candle burning down?
Yeah, that's a good analogy. Eventually, they get too short and the cell hits a limit. It either stops dividing and becomes old, that's senescence, or it triggers self-destruction, apoptosis.
And the buzz around Epitalon connects here.
Right. It's about its potential effect on an enzyme called telomerase.
Telomerase. Can you unpack that a bit more?
Sure. Telomerase is, well, it's pretty remarkable. You could think of it as a cellular repair crew specifically for those telomere shoelace tips.
It can fix them.
It can actually add back some of the lost DNA sequence, helping to counteract that shortening that happens with cell division. It helps maintain them, sometimes even lengthen them.
Wow. And Epilon's role?
Well, the really intriguing stuff comes from lab studies in vitro, meaning in glassware, like petri dishes. These studies, using human cells, suggested Epilon can actually boost telomerase activity.
Boost the repair crew.
Kind of, yeah. And this increased activity was shown in these lab settings to lead to telomeres getting longer in these human somatic cells, our regular body cells.
That sounds pretty significant, at least in a dish.
Yeah.
But what about in, you know, actual living things? What do the animal studies show?
Good question. When you move to animal models like fruit flies and rodents, the results get even more interesting, potentially.
Oh, so?
We start seeing reports of increased lifespan in some studies where animals were given Epitalon.
Longer life.
In some models, yes. But it wasn't just about living longer. Researchers also noted improvements in other things that usually decline with age.
Such as?
Things like the body's own antioxidant defenses seemed stronger. Immune function, which often weakens, looked better. And maybe even a lower rate of certain age-related diseases.
So, kind of a cascade of potential benefits.
It suggests a broader impact, yeah.
And you mentioned melatonin earlier. We think sleep, but does Epitalon interact there too, especially as we age?
That's another key angle. We know melatonin production naturally drops as we get older. That affects sleep, sure, but melatonin is also a potent antioxidant and has anti-inflammatory roles.
Right. It does more than just make you sleepy.
Exactly. And some preclinical work looked at whether Epilon could influence this. The findings suggest it might help normalize melatonin levels, maybe push them back towards a more youthful pattern.
Counteracting that age-related decline.
Potentially, yes. Restoring that balance.
Okay, so lab studies, animal models.
Mm-hmm.
It's building a compelling case.
Mm-hmm.
But the big question is always, what about humans? I gather the picture there is a bit different.
It is. Most of the human research on Epitalon we have comes from Russia.
Okay.
And while the findings are definitely noteworthy, we have to be mindful that these were often smaller clinical trials, sometimes focused on specific groups, like older adults.
Understood. Limitations exist. But what did they report?
Well, some pretty significant things, actually. One quite famous long-term study followed older people for years, and it reported a statistically significant increase in lifespan for the group receiving Epitalon compared to the control group.
Wow. Okay, that is a headline grabber. A potential human lifespan extension.
It's certainly a striking finding from that particular study.
What else did the human trial suggest?
Beyond lifespan, several studies pointed towards improved sleep quality, fewer sleep disturbances in older adults taking it.
That connects back to the melatonin, perhaps?
Very possibly. There was also evidence suggesting it helped normalize melatonin production, like we discussed, bringing older individuals' levels closer to younger norms.
Interesting. Anything else?
Yeah, some positive shifts in biomarkers related to aging. Things like better antioxidant enzyme activity, lower markers of inflammation.
Mm.
And maybe, just maybe, some early hints of cognitive benefits too, though that's probably the most preliminary finding.
Okay, lots of potential positives there. But you mentioned the limitations. We need to circle back to that.
Absolutely crucial. These trials being relatively small, mostly done in one country with specific demographics, it just means we can't necessarily generalize confidently yet.
So we need more research.
Definitely. We really need larger, robust, placebo-controlled trials replicated in diverse populations across the globe. That's the only way to truly confirm these effects and understand long-term safety for everyone.
Makes total sense. And speaking of safety, that's always top of mind. What do we know about potential side effects from the existing research?
Well, based on what's been published, Epitalon actually seems to have a pretty good safety profile.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The reported side effects in these human studies have generally been mild and transient, meaning they don't last long.
Like what, for example?
Things like maybe a mild headache, some people feeling a bit of mild fatigue. And if it's injected, you might get some temporary redness or swelling right at the injection site. Pretty standard stuff for injections.
Okay, nothing too alarming there.
Importantly, serious adverse events directly caused by Epitalon seem to be rare in the literature we have.
Any idea why it might be well tolerated?
Well, the thinking is that because it's such a short peptide, just 4 amino acids, and it's based on a naturally occurring substance, the body might just handle it quite well.
Okay, but still, caution is needed.
Absolutely. This is really important. Anyone even thinking about using something like Epitalon really should only do so under the guidance of a qualified healthcare professional. You need proper monitoring and advice.
Standard disclaimer, but a vital one. Okay, let's shift gears a bit. How are some of the influential voices in health, wellness, longevity thinking about this stuff?
Yeah.
Let's take Andrew Huberman. He dives deep into aging science, melatonin. What's his likely take?
Well, while he might not have done, you know, a specific Epitalon episode, his work gives us clues. He talks a lot about telomere biology, the pineal gland, how peptides work.
Right, so he'd have the context.
Exactly. Given his focus on rigorous science, I'd imagine he'd find the preclinical data on telomeres and lifespan pretty intriguing, compelling even. But knowing his evidence-based approach, he'd almost certainly pump the brakes and stress the need for more, much more, especially large-scale human trials outside Russia.
To confirm the findings, understand the mechanisms better.
Precisely. And nail down the long-term safety in diverse groups. He'd want that robust human data before getting too excited.
That sounds exactly right for him. Okay, now what about someone like Joe Rogan? His podcast covers human performance, longevity, sometimes more alternative stuff. How might Epitalon feature there?
Yeah, it fits the themes Rogan often explores, pushing performance, extending health span. While maybe not a deep dive topic itself frequently, you could see it coming up.
How so?
His style often blends expert chat with anecdotes, right? Personal experiences. So a discussion might involve explaining the science telomeres melatonin, but maybe also hearing from people who've actually tried it.
Ah, so Tommy effects like energy, sleep, maybe those aging markers, but potentially mixed with personal stories.
Exactly. A mix of the scientific potential and maybe some real-world, albeit anecdotal, reports.
Interesting contrast. And finally, Dr. Craig Conover. He's known specifically for using peptide therapies for longevity and cellular health. What's his likely view?
Now with Dr. Conover, given his specialty, it's highly probable Epitalon is on his radar. Possibly even something he discusses or uses.
Because it hits those key areas, telomeres, melatonin.
Exactly. Those are central to the aging discussions he's involved in. His approach is often about personalized medicine, using peptides strategically.
So he might see it as a specific tool.
Potentially, yes. He might endorse it for people focused on longevity and cellular health, specifically highlighting that telomere maintenance and pineal gland support angle.
Would he add caveats?
Oh, almost certainly. Knowing practitioners in this space, he'd likely stress the absolute importance of proper sourcing, getting a quality product, and again, using it under qualified medical supervision.
Okay, so putting all these pieces together, Epitalon seems like a really potent little molecule in the research pipeline for aging.
It really does. To sum it up, It's this interesting tetrapeptide zeroing in on cellular aging through primarily telomere modulation and maybe melatonin regulation.
The preclinical animal stuff looked promising.
Yeah, suggesting longer lifespan, better health markers in some models.
And the Russian human trials hinted at similar things, lifespan, sleep, melatonin, biomarkers, maybe even cognition.
Hints, yes, potential benefits suggested by that research.
But we absolutely need more, bigger, better global human studies to really know for sure about effectiveness and safety.
That's the critical takeaway. The need for more research is paramount.
Still, it's definitely a peptide of interest, isn't it? As experts like the ones we mentioned keep exploring how to extend health span and lifespan.
Absolutely. With its unique proposed mechanisms, Epitalon remains firmly on the map in longevity research. It warrants that continued attention and investigation.
Well, thank you for joining us on the deep dive as we unpacked Epitalon.
My pleasure.
We really hope this exploration gave you a solid overview. The science, the studies, the potential, the caveats, as we all navigate this journey towards maybe a longer, healthier life. Something to think about.
Definitely. Consider the information, see how it fits into your understanding of longevity.
And maybe we can leave you with a final thought.
Yeah, given this early research on how one small peptide might influence aging, what other basic processes in our bodies could be steered by similar short amino acid chains?
And if we understood those interactions better, could that unlock even more secrets to aging?
Could it pave the way for totally new approaches to staying healthy throughout our lives? It's a fascinating question to ponder.